B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missinelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. I'm man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Oh yeah, we inch closer to playoff football. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast Live on radio and television, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to the TV audience for today. All right, so further analysis is needed today. Yeah, yesterday I asked for tangible reasons from the Eagle fan base on why they thought they would beat the Bears. I didn't get many tangible reasons. What I got was an overwhelming hunch. Like, people are rounding this game off. Oh, the Bears aren't that formidable. The Eagles will win this game. That's what I got yesterday. That wasn't good enough for me. So we're going to try to extend it a little more with a little more analysis today to get people really plugged in to how the Eagles are going to win this game. Now, last year was a different dynamic. When it came into the playoffs last year, Foles was kind of a, I wouldn't say unknown, but he people weren't that convinced that he was going to be able to pull it off. He had two clunkers towards the end of the season, if you remember. Played well in a couple games, but had a couple clunkers. People were relying on those clunkers. How could he possibly do it? They didn't get clued in until the Eagles beat the Falcons, and then it was the belief came. This year, it's the exact opposite. Everybody believes that Foles, they have this overwhelming belief that Foles is going to get it done. And that's wonderful. I think it's great. The more positive energy we can generate, the better it's going to be for this Sunday. They're facing a formidable foe with a lack of playoff experience. All right, the Bears are good. They haven't really played anybody this year, but they're really good at home. It's going to be their type of weather. Trubisky is a game manager. He's not a guy that's going to throw wildly and make mistakes and turn the ball over. They turn you over. They don't commit a lot of turnovers. The Bears are like, the safety team, right? They don't make a lot of mistakes. They just play solid football, and they wind up winning games in the end. So let me get into the stat part of this game, because Tyrone and Natalie were not here yesterday. So I want to refresh you with some statistics so you can be better informed and get your feeling honed in like a knife. If you put a knife through a sharpener, you got to get like three things. You get the first one, and then you get the second one, and the third one, and it hones the knife, right? All right, so here we go. Nick Foles is 5-1 as an underdog over the last two seasons, the best number of any quarterback with at least three starts. Okay, that's good, right? Also, where he is superior, more superior than Carson Wentz, has been in sustaining drives. Incredible numbers. Foles led all quarterbacks with a 96.3 QBR on third and fourth downs this season. Meanwhile, Wentz was 27th in the league with only a 42 QBR. So you feel confident when the Eagles getting third and fourth downs that they're going to convert. 79% completion percentage for Nick Foles on third and fourth downs. That is miraculous. All right? So that you got to hang your hat on these little things. I'm trying to give you some fodder to hang your hat on here. However, there's always a counterpoint when it comes to the Bears. For every positive stat I'm going to give you for the Eagles, the Bears have a counter. All right, so I just gave you that stat on Wentz. The Bears allowed a league-low 20.2 QBR on third and fourth downs. On one hand, you got Foles, great on third and fourth downs. The other hand, you got a team that doesn't allow you to convert on third and fourth downs. Boom, again. Ram heads. All right, let's move on. Let's get into, this is a very important stat here. Against the blitz, Foles is great. 81% completion percentage against the blitz. However, the Bears don't blitz. 19% of the time they blitz. They don't even blitz. They get pressure with their front four. So that takes away another edge that the Eagles would have in this game. Play action, you say. Foles has been miraculous in play action. Completion percentage, 77% on play action. However, the Bears only allow the second lowest play action completion percentage in the league at 59%. Foles ranks sixth in yards per attempt on passes at least 15 air yards this season. The Bears, however, have allowed a league low 9.87 yards per attempt on those kind of passes. There is a counter for every positive stat that I'm giving you with the Eagles. So I don't know where to turn. I need help. Now, Tyrone, you just heard those statistics, right? For everything the Eagles do well, the Bears do well. The Bears are at home. They're a novice playoff team. They haven't really played anybody. The Eagles are playoff tested. When you put all that in the grinder, what does it spit out?
Fear.
Fear?
Fear for me. Yeah, it does. I don't want to be afraid, but this Bears team, this entire situation scares me, because if I take away the magic, and you're dropping statistics right there. We're taking magic
I'm
out of it.
I'm dropping knowledge.
That's what I mean.
Knowledge.
When I try to think about what do the Eagles do well that can exploit a weakness of the Bears. And offensively, I don't see it. So then that makes me then rely on the defense. And the tough part about that is the Bears don't ask Mitchell to beat you, to beat teams. They let him manage the game. They run the ball. They do a lot of other things. And it means that at some point, Joey from Friends or somebody like that is going to have to make a play. And that's why when you give me all those stats, I say, okay, what can the Eagles put on the Bears that the Bears can't counter? And I don't see a lot of things, and that's why it adds up to me fear. Because if you told me that the Bears blitzed the most in the league, I would say, okay, boom, the Eagles will exploit that. But they don't. What do the Eagles do well that the Bears can't counter at home? And I don't think there's anything, and that's why I have a lot of fear about this game if you take away the magic.
I got it. But the magic is substantial, all right? And we can't – see – these statistics are leveling everything out. And when you level everything out and the home team is a 6-point favorite, normally you lean towards the home team. But you can't account for magic. It's not a tangible thing. And the Eagles have been playing with magic with this quarterback. So there's no way to measure that. Now, I am inclined to hang out with the people today and rely on that kind of magic, because this is what we're going to have. We have an inherent belief, because we saw it last year, that the Eagles could pull this off again. They are playing the best football of the season, coincidentally when Nick Foles started taking snaps under center. The transformation has happened. I get that. There's no way to tangibly measure that against statistics. So the people yesterday that couldn't give me tangible reasons, now I understand why. We're relying on the magic, and that may be good enough. I have more statistics that are not in the Eagles' favor either, and I'm going to hold those back because I don't want to bombard everybody with the edges in this game that appear to go to the Bears. And the fact that the line is not moved off of 6 is problematic to me. But all we have to go on is that we've seen this before, and we've seen the magic work, and I am convinced that there is something metaphysical about Nick Foles and the Eagles' success. So I'm going to ride that as we go into the weekend. Now, we're going to talk about this game today. Hembo's coming on with the 5 main stats of this game, in addition to stuff that I've already given you, 5 different looks at this game, and when you hear them, you may be at the end thinking that the Eagles are going to win this game. Also, James Palmer from the NFL Network will join us. We'll see what people are thinking about nationally with this team. Is this Bears team for real? How can they be for real? They have come out of nowhere, right? But then the Eagles came out of nowhere last year. So, I mean, I don't know. It's this whole concept of an inexperienced playoff team that doesn't know playoffs at all against a team that's very experienced in playoff mode and are playing their best football of the year. And something's got to give. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. I want to hear from the people today. It's Thursday. We got one more day. Tomorrow's Football Friday. This is an important day to, like, put your hands around this. Before today, we were like, oh, great, we got the Bears. We can beat the Bears. And everybody's thinking, nah, can we beat the Saints? You got to slow that down. And you got to zero in on whether Magic can win this game for the Eagles. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 218, Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, 2 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line, Conklin Equipment Parts and Supplies. For every heating and cooling job, visit their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today. Andrew Salchunas produced yesterday's show. Did a bang-up job, except for one thing. He forgot that we had a Twitter poll.
Oh.
So there you go, Natalie. It's good to have you back.
I'm happy to be here.
We start the Twitter poll for today. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from robotic lawnmowers to zero-turn conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer has it. Need parts or service, they've got you covered. What is today's Twitter poll, Nat?
Today's poll, are the Eagles a better team than the Bears? Early votes are in. 60% say yes, 40% say no.
Okay. Sounds good. I don't even want to go over the rest of the statistics. Because I don't want to get people down. One of the things people were saying, well, their defensive line is going to get to Trubisky, but not so fast, my friend. I'll give you some statistics in a little while based on who wins at the line of scrimmage. But let's start off and let's ride the magic theory, the magic bus, the magic carpet, like Aladdin. Eric in Long Island, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
You know, Mike, last time we spoke after the Ram game, I gave the defense credit for the swagger. The fact that we're still playing football on Sunday, I'm absolutely stunned. I mean, I wrote this team off early in the season after the meltdown against Tennessee and not getting off the field on 4th and 15. The Carolina game where they allowed 17 points. The fact that they were sitting there at 4-6 after getting throttled by the Saints on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. To me, we're playing with house money right now. This is the definition of magic. St. Nick will have to deliver one more time, Mike. And I'll tell you one thing. I got a feeling Sunday the score will dictate that we have a shot. But as fans watching this game, I get the sense that we probably won't have a shot. And what I mean by that is I see us settling for a lot of field goals. You know, I can see, you know, as you refer to him, little kicky boy coming on, kicking 3 or 4 field goals. And we're down, say, 20-12 in the fourth quarter with an opportunity maybe for Nick to go down the field one more time. But I'm with you. I think this game has to be driven on magic and magic only. I look at that Bear defense that had a tremendous year. My concern is the Eagles, once they get inside the red zone, if they get to the red zone, is producing touchdowns and not field goals.
Let's talk about Little Kinky Boy first of all. You trust Little Kinky Boy in the cold weather in Chicago?
I do, if it's not an extra
you
point.
Because you know what they're doing in Chicago? They're sending Cody Parkey out in the cold tundra every day and practice kicking. I don't think they're doing that to this guy. They got Parkey kicking out there in 20-degree weather.
I hear you. His playoff pedigree, I trust him. Extra points is a whole different story. Every time you can't look away from the TV.
Okay.
Every time
all right. Okay, I'm glad you have that faith in that.
But let me just say one more thing, Mike. If this magical carpet ride continues past Chicago and all the way to Atlanta in the Super Bowl, I'm absolutely stunned by your take listening over the last week or so. You're telling me if Nick Foles goes on another run, delivers, say, a second Super Bowl, even gets us to the promised land of getting there, that you would give up on Carson Wentz? I'm telling you right now, if Nick Foles produces two Super Bowls, thank you, Nick. Here's a trip to Jacksonville. Let's see what we can get as far as draft picks and go from there. I'm sorry. Carson Wentz, you roll with number 11 in the future.
See if you can get, what do you mean, see if you can get as far as draft picks? You can't get any draft picks.
But my point is Nick is the perfect backup quarterback.
Eric, listen. If the guy wins two Super Bowls, you at least have to think about it. You just can't send him on his way. That's an unbelievable feat. It's an indication that your team responds to the guy. Now, when you talk about the three branches of government, I talk about the three branches of Mike when it comes to Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. The three branches of Mike are this. One branch, if he wins the Super Bowl, it's an indication that the Eagles play pretty damn well with him at quarterback. Right? Am I right? That's one branch. You can't deny that branch. You can't saw that branch off. Branch number two, you can get a lot for Carson Wentz in a trade. You can't saw that branch off either. Number three, you got 3 to 4 years to find another franchise quarterback. 3 to 4. And I understand they're not easy to find, but you got a big chunk of time to do it. To me, those three branches of Mike speak to something. If he wins the Super Bowl, you can't just say, see ya.
No, two Super Bowls.
Can't say see ya. And as much as you're trying to avoid the subject, you can't. It's an indication that your team responds to the guy. Now, I'm not saying they would respond similarly to Carson Wentz, but it's the known and the unknown. The known is they want two Super Bowls with this guy. There must be some magic to him.
Yeah.
You can't just send him on his way after that.
Right. The same thing happened with Eli Manning, where we look at him and think he's all shucks and all this stuff. But that locker room for those two Super Bowls, they responded to Eli Manning for a reason. It is what it is. Two Super Bowls. And you know I'm not a Foles guy. They win two Super Bowls. What am I going to say? Mm. Come on. In Philadelphia, that's like 8 Super Bowls.
The Magic Carpet Ride. Isn't that a song by Steppenwolf? Song by Steppenwolf from Easy Rider?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yes.
Is this?
I'm 99% sure it's Steppenwolf.
I thought you meant the Aladdin
version. Get your motor running. Is that Magic Carpet Ride? On a lonely highway.
No. That's Born to be Wild.
Oh, that's Born to be Wild. That's right. Steppenwolf has a song. It's called Magic Carpet Ride. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Look at this. Tyrone bangs it right up. Steppenwolf. There it is. It's the theme song for the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Who would have thunk it? Steppenwolf.
So you go from Meek Mill.
From the dead.
Yeah, from Meek Mill dreams and nightmares to Steppenwolf.
Yep.
Year two.
What the wolf comes back. All right, let's go. Let's go to Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
You're sick, Mike. You're sick. You and that Steppenwolf, too.
Steppenwolf, baby!
Listen, you need a fourth branch in that tree.
What's the fourth branch?
If he wins two in a row, I told you a couple weeks ago, his psyche for once. It's done. You got to go. That's the fourth branch.
Well, that's already taken care of in the three branches that he has to go.
Well, why not? If he wins a second Super Bowl, you got to go. You got to treat the poor guy. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The three branches take care of the trade already. Because the second branch is you can get a boatload for Wentz.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback for another 4 years at least. You can get one.
There you go.
Guy. Okay. I have a funny feeling Chicago is going to rue the day they boot the Vikings Sunday.
All right, so you got the Eagles winning this game.
I do.
They're a tougher opponent than the Vikings. I will grant you that they are.
Okay.
They're a tougher opponent than the Vikings. The Vikings
are
slimsy.
You're right. They have a weak schedule. They haven't faced a tight end like Ertz, let alone a tight end like Ertz and Goddard. Uh-huh. And that's where our victory lies. The three linebackers are right up close to the defensive line. I noticed a lot on the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
That's we move them back with Goddard and Wirtz. They're not going to stop them, though.
Yeah, you want to hear a stat on tight ends?
No.
Well, you don't?
No, because the Bears haven't played a decent tight end all year.
Yeah, well, how do you know that? Are you going through the schedule? I mean, of course they played some decent tight ends.
Name one.
Well, I didn't have to go through their schedule, but it's not like they played. They played 16 games. There had to be one good tight end they played.
We got two.
Come on, Dave.
Goddard's been great the last month. We got two.
I got it. So it's just,
Mike Wallace playing Sunday.
The what?
Mike Wallace, is he going to dress Sunday? You know,
probably not. He's not going to be a factor.
That's our deep threat when they.
Yeah, but he's not
going
to be a factor. He hasn't played. He's. What do you expect him to come out there and he's going to be Megatron?
Absolutely. I got one more question, if I may.
What?
Who's this Robertson guy that Philly signed?
Dave, you're talking about. He's one of the better relief pitchers in the game.
They could have saved that million to sign Bryce Harper.
Well, they still have enough money to sign Bryce Harper. This is going to prevent him from signing Bryce Harper.
I agree with you 100%, man. That's still illegal.
He's only guaranteed $23 million, this guy, Dave Robertson. He's a good relief pitcher. He can actually be a closer if the other guy falters, but he's probably like the stepping stone to Sir Anthony, Dave Robertson. That's a great signing for them. You know, they were iffy in that role, and now they're solidified.
Yeah, you talk about guys you can actually trust. I know you're a track record guy, Mike. Mm-hmm. This guy has a great track record. Sir Anthony had the fourth best year by a Phillies reliever ever. Putting them two together the way this manager wants to use a bullpen, I'm encouraged by this.
That's a quality signing, David Robertson. Yeah. Now, I don't know how old he is. How old is David Robertson?
I don't know.
Let me check it out here. There's a couple issues to talk about. We didn't even get to the Sixers yet.
He's 33.
That's not old for a reliever, though.
Yeah, it's a little older than I thought.
It's a two-year deal. It's not like they gave him like a four-year deal. I think you could get 1.5 years out of him, and that's what you want from a reliever.
I'm going to check out. Do me a favor. The Fangraphs has, you can get average velocity and stuff like that.
I'll get it.
I want to see what is a velocity, whether his velocity's dipped, because that was a key for him.
Yeah, throwing it by.
He was a 95 guy. All right, let's go Carl in North Philadelphia. Carl, you're on 97.5 with Matt. Carl.
Hey, man, I ain't get a chance to call up, man. Happy New Year to the game. I ain't get a chance to tell y'all guys that, man. But, you know, I just got to go back to Kiki Boy very real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a feeling that Jake Elliott might be the X Factor, man. I'm not really too secure about, I'm not going to say secure, but I just want to bank on the tight end play because I think that these are the two best safeties that we've seen all year. So they're going to play the tight ends tight. It might be a big act.
Well, let me give you a stat on the tight ends, right? The Bears have only allowed a 47 QBR and 5.88 yards per attempt on targets to tight ends. Both were second best in the NFL. So they cover,
like,
one of the things they do well is cover tight ends.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hard to cover too, though. But still, I still don't like it, though. I think Aguilar will have to be the X factor, or maybe Tate. Somebody in the slot will have to have a big day. But just to go to the trade thing, man. Look, I'm telling you now, if we trade even one of these guys, we're probably gonna watch these guys win a Super Bowl somewhere.
Trade either one of who?
Carson or Nick.
You can't keep them both.
We don't have 40 to bust down.
No, you can't pay a backup $20 million.
You have to pay the backup $20
million. No, dude, you can't. In this day and age in the NFL with the salary cap, you can't pay $20 million to a backup.
Right,
You're going to spend almost $50 million on your two quarterbacks.
Let me leave y'all with this. This is a real good question for you.
Yes.
Is it safe to say if we keep Carson Wentz, that is a chance he will never win the Super Bowl? And if we trade Carson Wentz, is a chance that we might see him get hungry and win a couple? What should take?
Oh, I have no idea. Seriously, how can I answer a question like that? Do I think he has the talent to win a Super Bowl? Yeah, certainly the talent, but that doesn't apply here. If the other guy wins two in a row, you can't just say, well, I'm afraid to trade Wentz because he might win a Super Bowl. That's a silly reason.
Right.
You know, you can't be afraid of what he's going to do in the future. You got to talk about your own team here.
Well, what's your choice, Mike?
My choice is, I've been clear. If Foles gets to the Super Bowl, he's my quarterback, and I'm trading Carson Wentz.
If he gets there, he doesn't even have
to win it.
I think that would be the safer bet. And it's time to see Sudfeld, man. I think he's been, you know, the third string for a while now. Two Super Bowls, third string. What? I think he's ready to be a legit two.
Well, who cares about him? Seriously. Who cares about him? What do I care about Nate Sudfeld at this point? He's not even a blip in my brain what he deserves. Come on, man. Let's go to Art in Philadelphia. Art, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Art.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
What's going on, Art?
I'm all the way with the Eagles. It's not even going to be close.
Not going to be close? Why. What do you got? What score?
I say they win by 10.
Really? Give me the Bears in 9 right now.
I'll give you whatever you want, Mike.
All right. Give me the Bears in 15.
I got a lot of respect for the Bears. I really do. Uh-huh. They got a great team, but they have no experience.
Yeah.
And we got the Magic Man.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, I'm looking at us like the Miami Dolphins that went undefeated. We control the ball. And that's why we're going to beat everybody.
Okay. Listen, I'm glad to hear you say that, Art. You have the belief. This is the magic belief. All right? It's really nothing tangible. You just have a feeling that the Eagles are better suited because the Bears have no playoff experience.
Well, not just that.
And that's legit. It's not, you know, I'm not dismissing that. That's a legit.
All right, but not just that. Look, in the beginning, the Eagles were not in condition. They were out of shape. They went down to Tampa Bay. They were gasping for air. They looked horrible.
Uh-huh.
They're in shape now. The defensive backs that they replaced, the new guys coming in, they're better. They hit harder. They're better tacklers. Chicago's got no chance in this game. I'm telling you, no chance.
All
take
right.
the 6 points and take the money line and walk to the bank.
All right, Art. You got it, buddy. I like Art's confidence. I don't share it at this particular juncture, but I like his confidence. Let's go to Larry in Newark. Larry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry.
How you doing, babe?
What's going on, Larry?
Hey, look here. I love Nick Foles, but I'm still a Carson Wentz fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carson Wentz still is the man of the future. And the team is playing better because I think, like, when Carson go down, they stop being spectators and they start being players.
Okay.
Because they look at him a whole lot. They be sitting
okay.
out looking at Carson.
So why doesn't the same rationale apply in keeping Foles? If they look better with Foles, why wouldn't you keep him?
But Foles, they have to help him more than they have to help Carson.
Yeah, but it works. If they have to help him, they've rallied around him. I gotta agree,
but I still think if everybody start buckling down and start playing and stop looking at Carson and start playing.
Well,
like
maybe they
to
need
play.
The guy that they just don't have to look at to make plays. That's what my point is. You know what I'm saying, Larry?
Yeah, I got you, but I still think Carson Wentz is the man.
Now, if Nick Foles wins another Super Bowl, you're still saying that?
Yeah.
Man, Larry.
All right, man, I'm hollering. I love you, man.
All right. I love you too, Larry.
That was sweet.
It was. Okay.
It looks like, by the way, that his velocity did not drop from 17 to 18 at all, Robertson.
It didn't. All right, so what is it? What's the average velocity?
Average, he was at 92 the last, 91.7, then it went up to 90. That includes all pitches, because that includes all pitches.
Yeah.
Well, his max fastball. In both year, fastball, he still hits 96.
Okay.
Both seasons.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
We're good.
Now, that's not all the time, but yeah, he hit 96 in both.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. 96 is right where I'm at. That's right. 96 is what gets the flame on the screen.
Yeah, he still throws
anything off. Below 96 doesn't get the flame. Well, no, 95 gets the flame. 95 and up gets the flame.
Yeah, he's still heated
the
up.
Velocity the
flame?
On the screen, now, the flame.
And since 2016, 17, and 18, he has mixed in more breaking stuff, but he's striking guys out at the same rate.
All right.
So.
He's good. It's good. It's a good signing for the Phillies. Yeah. Tremendous. Dave in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to let you know I'm all for keeping Foles if we win another Super Bowl. I think that's without a question that you must keep him. I don't know if you have to trade Wentz right away, though. I mean, he's still under a rookie contract. I understand that we should probably try and get what we can for him.
You can't keep them both, bro. You
well,
can't.
I don't see why you wouldn't try to, but I understand what you're saying. Last time the Eagles went to Chicago, it was 2002, I think, in a playoff game. They were 13-3. Their coach was Dick Durham, won Coach of the Year. Their defense was one of the top defenses in the league. And Brian Urlacher was the linebacker for them at that time.
Our kicker, David Akers, kicked four field goals. I know that our guy kicking four field goals that day is definitely a question mark. He's 50-50 every time he gets out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love our chances, and I think what Foles is doing has never really been done before by a backup in the NFL, and it is magic. But if they do win, it's going to take a lot of skill to beat that team. And I also want to say hello to Natalie, former CD grad, myself, 93.
Wow, look at that. Oh, CD grads are all over the place.
That's right, we are.
There you go. All right, man, you got it. See, here's the thing. When I read that story about Cody Parkey's kicking outdoors, Jake Elliott's kicking inside the bubble. Yeah, if I'm the Eagles coaching staff, I go, Holmes, come here. Get your ass in the cold. Sorry. Listen, you can go out there with your little punter friend and whoever else, the long snapper. You guys go out in the cold and you kick out there so you get a feel for what the cold's like.
It's only going to be 42, though, Mike. It's not going to be cold there.
Doesn't matter.
You still want them outside.
It's like swinging a lead bat. Get out of the cold so we know you can kick. If a front comes through Chicago, well, the fronts come that way all the time.
That's
you
true.
You can't predict them. All of a sudden, the weather turns, and my man's been kicking in a bubble all week.
They should never be inside, as far as I'm concerned. They're not football players. The least they can do is be in the weather.
Listen, I don't care what you wear. You can wear a damn goose down parka. Get your ass out there and kick in the cold. It ain't part of this bubble thing.
Yeah, get out. That's for football players. only football players allowed in the bubble.
Yeah, only these guys can stay warm. You get your ass out there. Oh, let's go to Tony in Deptford. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Tone?
Not much sitting in traffic on 42 here. Listen, how come nobody's mentioning Mitch Trubisky? And, you know, like, do we have faith in Mitchell Trubisky here? Like, what playoff experience does he have?
Playoff experience.
Okay, and that's my point. Like, I think this is the perfect matchup for the Eagles.
Yeah, but they only ask him to do much. So it's not like, I hear where you're going. He has no experience, but they don't really do that much with me. He throws to the backs. He throws to Tariq Cohen a lot. They have a great offensive attack to keep the onus off of him making plays. So I don't know if that's a factor.
Oh, well, okay. Well, everyone's talking about their defense. Let me say this. The front seven's great. Khalil Mack's great. But we did shut him down that one game when he played for Oakland, you know, and I think we have a game plan to kind of stymie that front seven, if you ask me, because I think we know how to block him up. Lane Johnson, he's going to block him up. Jason Peters, these are the kind of games that our team rises to. Mm-hmm. Our line will rise up and control these guys. Do you agree?
No.
Okay.
And I have statistics that would back that up.
Well, the statistics,
let me just give it to you, all right? The Bears offensive line has the highest pass block win rate in the NFL. Means they win at the line of scrimmage 66% of the time. That's tops in the league. That's better than the Rams, which were 62. The Eagles ranked only 19th in that same category. Okay. And Jason Peters ranked 41st out of 51 offensive tackles with that number at 77%. So the edge goes to Chicago here.
All right, Mike. Well, what about Houston? Did they not have a great line? Were they?
I just gave you the best in the league here, bro. It doesn't matter what Houston did. I just gave you the best. I gave you numbers on the best in the league. How can you ignore them? You gave me Houston? That's your counterpoint?
Mike.
What?
You're taking the Bears?
No, I'm not taking anybody. I'm just giving you statistics. You said they can win at the line of scrimmage. The statistics say opposite.
Well, I don't believe in just statistics. I think these are the kind of games our line will rise up and we will stymie for the most part.
I hope you're right, Tone. Just listen. You made a statement. I gave you a counterpoint based on some tangible statistics. Now, maybe that doesn't happen in the playoffs. Maybe the inexperience of the Bears defeats that statistic. All I can tell you is they win at the line of scrimmage at the best rate in the league. Not many teams have blocked them. That's all I'm saying. You know, I have to put these out there. It's like the purge. It's like I'm putting all the stuff in the bags there. I can't withhold this stuff. I got to get it out so we deal with it. 610-632-0975. One open line you can get in. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It is 2:48, Mike Misnelli Show. I want to thank Greg, who emailed me some information. I have time to look it up. The guy brought up, well, what tight ends have they faced this year? Interestingly enough, Tyrone. The Bears have faced Kyle Rudolph twice. Jimmy Graham twice. George Kittle once. All three of those tight ends were top 10 in receptions and yards.
Yeah. And Kittle was particularly good.
Record setter.
That's what I mean. So, Graham, I can understand.
Listen, all these things might not mean anything. All right? I and I hope they don't. But I'm just like, I have to throw them out there because they're pertinent to the game.
Right now, I'm a person who believes at this point you can't take Ertz completely out of the game without Goddard or somebody else being. I believe that. I'm at that point. But if you even slow him down, he's still the primary. I know people talked about that. If you look how many times, especially in that Rams game, they threw to Ertz. Ertz is still the primary against Houston. He's still the primary. So when Foles drops back, he's going to look to Ertz first because he's their best player. With that pass rush, if they can do anything to make it hard on him, they make it hard on the whole offense because Foles is still looking there first, just like Wentz looked there first. Yes, Alshon has done more, but the primary on every play just about is still Ertz.
Right.
So if they're good on Ertz, it collapse the whole offense. And they're very good against the run as well. So that we can't just dismiss that. That doesn't mean that they won't win, but you can't just say, oh, it'll be no problem.
Yeah, notion that Trubisky is an inexperienced quarterback in the playoffs is a pertinent notion. There's no question about it. And the numbers that he has may be defeated by that. But his numbers have been pretty good. He's not a great, like, you wouldn't look at him and say he's a great talent, right? He's going to beat you with this overwhelming talent. But he did throw for 3,000 yards and rush for 400 yards this year. And he's got mobility. And his QBR, his total QBR was 73, which was third in the season, this season in the NFL behind only Patrick Mahomes and Drew Brees. Now, he's also 7-1 at home with a total QBR at home of 80. Now, that might not mean anything. It's the playoffs. The bright lights are on. He could crumble. But these are stats going into this game that favor the Bears. They don't have the magic carpet ride. They don't have Steppenwolf. There we go.
I tweeted out that you requested this song, and people, of course, are very upset.
They're angry because they can't
make
a joke.
I don't know.
Magic carpet ride.
I don't know.
It's a
not fun and edgy. It's not good enough. People just really killed it. So I'm done trying.
It's a magic carpet ride.
That's what I thought so too.
I know it's old school rock, but a magic carpet ride's a magic carpet ride.
Well, I said if the people would like to tweet us with another recommendation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know
we'll
any other songs
out.
Named Magic Carpet Ride?
They're using magic, but the problem is some of these songs I can't air. You can't pick the nastiest song you can find.
Someone recommended Magic Stick by 50 Cent, but we can't play that.
Even the clean version is too dirty for our air. Like, what are you doing?
Looking for a PG song that has magic in it.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Who does that song?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know what that song is either, but I know it exists. It's like I knew this song existed.
We'll find all the magic songs.
What about Do You Believe in Magic?
No, that's a terrible song.
Yeah, these are all bubblegumish. Yeah. I gave you the dirty, crusty Steppenwolf. Right? Back in the day. All right. Natalie, by the way, yes. You missed yesterday, and Bob called.
Oh, he did?
He called, and we could have used you.
What happened?
Well, Bob spent his New Year's Eve...
with her?
No, speaking with her on the telephone for almost 3 hours.
Okay.
As the New Year rung in.
Oh, that's sweet.
In that conversation,
yeah,
she told Bob that she loved him.
This is amazing.
Oh, but hold on a second, because we were talking about this a little bit. Is that too much?
I don't think it's too much for Bob and her.
Is it too much? Is it an overreaction by her because she's kind of feeling like low? Like, can you really trust an I love you over the phone? When you consider all the circumstances.
I mean...
You got to admit, Nat, this is a tough one.
Look, I
might be a little lonely.
I advise people, try not to overthink things. Maybe that's really how she was feeling and she wanted to tell him.
She has known him for a number of years.
There might not be an ulterior motive, and especially since it is over the phone, that's real connection. People don't have that anymore. People are always on the internet and texting and, you know, you lose that direct connection to someone. I think maybe she meant it.
But see, here's the peril now. The pressure when they actually meet again is going to be incredibly immense. Suppose she goes, looks at Bob and goes, or he looks at her, and the love connection's not there, and she's already committed to the love part. Yeah,
well, I mean, then they have to have an honest conversation about where they're both at. But if she was feeling that, she must have been genuinely feeling that.
Any problem with that, huh?
No, not considering all that they've been through and the letters, and it's a very romantic story.
It really is.
Did he say, I love you too?
I didn't ask him what he replied with the I love you. That was a faux pas on my part. See, that's why we needed you here.
I'm sorry. I took a day off.
Flesh that all out, so to speak.
No more days off for 2019.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back with your phone calls in the 3 o'clock hour. Hembo joins us at 3:30 with 5 interesting looks at this game. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.